listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Started talking on a friend's front porch one summer night back in 93. But then again, I was 9 years old, and love was something that I didn't know too well. But what I felt shot right through my soul. Yeah, it was silver and gold. I know what I want. Somewhere in between, I know what I want. You know what you need. Every day seems better when you're the only one who's next to me. Yeah, you're next to me. Then one day, yeah, we just grew up. Said our goodbyes and we said good luck. I'll see you sometime, will you keep in touch? Reminisce about the days of old. Remember everything you told me, so I won't forget you when you just go. I know what I want. You know what you need. Anywhere we can find a place to meet somewhere in between.
Next to me, I felt the love of the girl next door. Yeah, you're next to me. I felt the
dreams are over. I'm the king, and you're the queen. I'll never tell, I make believe. I wear the crown, you wear your tight blue jeans. Yeah, your tight blue jeans. Baby girl, yeah, you're oh so pretty. And I'm on my knees. I know what I want. You know what you need. Anywhere we can find a place to meet, somewhere in between. I know what I want. You know what you need. Everything seems better when you're the only one who's next to me.
Listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community in using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/Jim Gavin. That's patreon.com/JIMGAVEN. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music. Finding Your Own Tempo by Jim Gavin. Chapter 1, Tempo and Quantified Time. The word tempo has two definitions: the speed at which a passage of music is or should be played, and the rate or speed of motion or activity, pace. It's no wonder why life sometimes feels like it's moving a million miles a minute and other times eking by at a snail's pace. Life has a tempo to it, and the majority of human beings listen to music to either inspire them, mellow them out, or make them feel good. Isn't that what life is all about? Working hard to inspire people, finding time for yourself to take it easy and enjoy the world around you, and as a result of this, makes you feel good? Whether we consciously realize it or not, we all live our lives in a tempo that is either set for us or, if we're lucky enough, we set ourselves. Take the clock, for instance, which keeps us honest about attending meetings, sporting events, dinner, and has a constant metronome beat of 60 BPM, beats per minute. It is our connection to a man-made object which exists to ensure we are consistent with living life and making the most of our day. But is it on our terms? Or is it on the terms of the clock? It makes me wonder why the human race spends so much time worried about time, because once we die, there is no concept of it.
To fully grasp man's desire to quantify time, you have to trace the concept of timekeeping back to its origins to show all the transformations, in chronological order from earliest to most recent. The sundial, 3500 BC. The first sundials were built by the Egyptians and the Babylonians. These particular ones date as far back as 5000 BC. However, the first purpose-built sundial was not constructed until 800 BC. The obelisks built by the Egyptians and the Babylonians used the position of the shadow of the sun to estimate what time of day it was. These early sundials were typically built from a green schist and were inscribed with six different time divisions. The direction of the shadow gives an approximation of what time it was. Mathematician and astronomer Theodosius of Bithynia, 160 to 100 BC, is said to have invented the first universal sundial that could be used anywhere on Earth. Water clocks, 1400 BC. The clepsydra, or water clock, which literally means to steal water, is any timepiece in which time is measured by the regulated flow of liquid into or out from a vessel where the amount is then measured. The bowl-shaped outflow is the simplest form of a water clock and is known to have existed in Babylon and Egypt around the 16th century BC. The oldest water clock of which there is physical evidence dates to 1417 to 1379 BC during the reign of Amenhotep III. The oldest documentation of the water clock is the tomb inscription of the 16th century BC Egyptian court official Amenemhat, which identifies him as its inventor. Use of the water clock as an aid to astronomical calculations dates back to 2000 to 1600 BC. Kameswara Rao proved that pots excavated from Mohenjo-Daro dating back to 2800 BC had been used as water clocks. Candle clock, 520 AD. The inventor is not known, but the earliest documented use of a candle clock is from approximately 500 AD in China. A Chinese poem by Yu Zhengzhu describes a clock that uses six candles that are marked in increments of 20 minutes. Each candle takes 4 hours to burn. This gives us the 24-hour timekeeping system. Mechanical clock, 1275 AD. It is believed that the first mechanical clock was invented in 723 or 725 AD by Chinese mathematician and monk Yi Jing. Jing used his invention to keep track of celestial activity and called it water-driven spherical bird's eye view map of the heavens. Hourglass, 1300 AD. The first hourglass or sand clock is said to have been invented by a French monk called Luprand in the 8th century AD. Pendulum clock, 1656 AD. A pendulum clock uses a swinging weight, aka pendulum, as its timekeeping element. From its invention in 1656 by Dutch scientist Christian Huygens until the 1930s, the pendulum clock was the world's most precise timekeeper, accounting for its widespread use. Throughout the 18th and 19th centuries, pendulum clocks in homes, factories, offices, and railroad stations served as primary time standards for scheduling daily life, work shifts, and public transportation, and their greater accuracy allowed the faster pace of life, which was necessary for the Industrial Revolution. Wristwatch, 1868 AD. The first wristwatch was made for a woman, Countess Koschewitz of Hungary, by Swiss manufacturer Patek Philippe in 1868. Although it was the first timekeeping device to be designed specifically for use on the wrist, it was intended primarily as a piece of decorative jewelry. Atomic clock, 1949 AD. An atomic clock is a clock device that uses an electronic transition frequency in the microwave, optical or ultraviolet region of the electromagnetic spectrum of atoms as a frequency standard for its timekeeping element. Atomic clocks are the most accurate time and frequency standards known. Magnetic resonance, developed in the 1930s by Isidore Rabi, became the practical method for doing this. The first atomic clock was an ammonium maser device built in 1949 at the U.S. National Bureau of Standards, MBS, now NIST. The first accurate atomic clock, a caesium standard based on a certain transition of the caesium-133 atom, was built by Louis Essen and Jack Perry in 1955 at the National Physical Laboratory in the U.K. Quartz clock, 1980s AD. First built in 1927. A quartz clock is more accurate than a mechanical clock. The first quartz clock was built in 1927 by Warren Marison and J.W. Horton at Bell Telephone Laboratories. Since the 1980s, when the advent of solid-state digital electronics allowed them to be made compact and inexpensive, quartz timekeepers have become the world's most widely used timekeeping technology, used in most clocks and watches, as well as computers and other appliances that keep time. For those of you who are more visual, here's a timeline of the aforementioned timekeeping devices. Sundial, 3500 BC. water clock 1400 BC, candle clock 520 AD, mechanical clock 1275 AD, hourglass 1300 AD, pendulum clock 1656 AD, wristwatch 1868 AD, atomic clock 1949 AD, and quartz clock 1980s AD. So what did Marison, Horton, Essen, Perry, Rabbi, Philippe, Huygens, Lupron, Jing, Theodosius, Amenemhet, and Lord Kelvin have in common? Whether it was dividing it into sections by the sun, sand, water, or pendulum, they all had this desire to quantify time for the world to conform to a standard, making time something we have to chase or race, hence the terms race against the clock and the human race. And life shouldn't be a race about who finishes first, but rather a beautiful journey in discovering oneself and positively impacting others along the way. Enter as many cliche lines about life here. For example, life isn't about the destination, it's about the journey. Or life is too short to do something you don't love. Or life is too short to be unhappy. Or life is like a box of chocolates, you never know what you're going to get. For me, life is too short to feel rushed and tied to the clock. Yet for us adults, it seems like it is as vital as the air we breathe. We need to take a step back and view our daily lives from an outsider's perspective to see that our so-called problems really aren't problems at all compared to someone who is living on the street or in a third world country fighting tooth and nail for their next meal. One could argue that it's all relative, and to an extent it is, but it begs the question, what really matters in the grand scheme of things? The new TV we so desperately want but don't actually need, or the gallon of water and loaf of bread to feed our family? The answer is obvious to me, but with the hustle and bustle of everyday life staring us in the face, it can be easily confused. If we start worrying more about ourselves instead of trying to keep up with the Joneses, not only will we be happier, but we will be marching to our own drum rather than playing along to someone else's beat. My goal is to shed some light on a world that's too caught up with itself and offer some humble suggestions on how to lead a more meaningful life, one that is more in line with our own individuality and uniqueness. I intend to use music, exercise with an emphasis on soccer and long-distance running, and faith as a solid foundation in helping me find my own tempo. I hope you are able to incorporate some of these ideas into helping find yours.
To find out there's nothing all right now to ease your mind. Sit back, relax, there is no rush, no need to speed things up. All we have is time to think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last, to make this moment last, to make this moment last. The kind of love that we've been dreaming of. When we sleep at night, we'll get a little house to live and have a couple kids, and we'll sleep tight. Cause baby, all we really need are just a couple things to stay alive, and everything else in between, just trust my heart, you'll see. We're so Sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Sunrise, sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. A friend is all you need, someone to talk to when you're lost at sea. I'll cast my line to bring you back to shore, we can find what you're looking for. It's such a crazy world that we live in, so many things to do in so many directions. To slow you down and take deep breaths before we miss what happens next. I'll be there through the thick and thin. You know that I care enough about to let you in. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. All your empty pain, push it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life juice. Cause that's what friends are for, life juice. Sometimes a friend is all you need, someone to talk to keep you company. I listen well to what you have to say. You tell me things that I'll take to my grave. And when you think you're just too weak to go on, I'll be the one to help you pull through strong. I lift you up when you were on the ground. We can stand up to what puts you down. About to let you in. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. I'll take all your empty pain. Push it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of mine. your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Take all your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of mine. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. All your empty pain, push you right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of my life dreams. Set some friends.